Ms. Guthrie, the 20th of August, 1970, Channel 1 over. And on this side, they're cooking.
I've got some, but I don't have that many.
Well, the some.
Would that be all right?
Yes, ma'am. I use that too.
Nutmeg is better.
It's nice.
I thought I had nutmeg.
Have you already got your pears cooked?
Mm-hmm. That's what made me think of it. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now let's see, we want sugar. Oh, brown sugar.
Have you already sweetened them?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Yes, ma'am. Some brown sugar.
All right, now let's see. Just get some brown sugar. Fun for me. Brown sugar. You know, the only thing that now you want some butter?
No, yes, ma'am, a little butter.
Daisy ever said up here about you was that you used to give her fish and that she thought you were the one of the most wonderful people she ever knew.
Hmm.
She said she just couldn't say enough about Miss Mary.
Well, that's nice.
Let's see, you want some flour? Now, you want just plain flour or
self-flour? I take self.
Okay, now I want to watch you.
Okay.
And this is, now I said we need a spoon.
No, ma'am, I want a little dish.
Is this big enough or you need more than that?
Yes, ma'am, I'll have to have more than that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll make a mess.
That's perfectly all right. That is, you know, all you good cooks, and I know what I'm talking about. If we don't learn from you all,
well, I'm not
too
a
bad
cook.
Yes, you are too. It's too bad that that the young girls like Linda and them, they'll be sorry some of these days that they don't know things. Now you just cutting that up.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need a knife?
No, ma'am. Just work it with fork. How's your baby, a horse?
Oh, he is so cute. I would like for you to see this boy that just came up. He's out there playing with him right now. He's got a halter on him. I see. You know, I feel sorry because Guy just he grew up and those biscuits he hadn't quit talking about those biscuits yet. Miss Mary, you gotta teach me how to do it. He's gonna come over to your house and eat with
you.
Well,
we'll just have to show you how to.
You'd think any goof could know how to make something. And you just keep on doing that until it's sort of crumbly.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. You know, what seems so easy to you? I know, because my mother, you know, she can make a cake, and I'll say, Mother, how do you make it? Well, I just put a little of this and a little of that.
Where did your mother live?
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee. She's not close enough to you to...
Well, she usually comes down after Christmas and stays with me, but she doesn't cook too much now, you know, like she did when she was younger. And she doesn't... Her eyes aren't too good. But I just wish I had noticed, you know, more coming along. Oh, I see. Now, you haven't put any salt or anything in it.
Surprise me.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. I'm going to put a little bit of salt in them pears. And I got to have some...
You tell me now.
A little bit of... But it's right there.
Well, you just put a little like that on the top. I see.
I stir it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is your salt?
Yeah, I'll open it for you. See on it. Yeah.
Do you, supposing that these pears is preserved, aren't they?
Preserved?
Yes, ma'am.
They've just been cooked sort of down low. You know, they've just been stewed.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're right, you want to taste them, they're right sweet.
You reckon they'll be too sweet?
I don't think so. You're going to put some, this you put on top.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think so. I don't know. There's nothing we can do about it. Because... Oh, I see. I see. That just makes a crust.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this is the kind of pie that I ought to make, because that's
easy.
Well, that crust business just gives me the willies.
It's so easy to fix. I cook peach pies like this. I like them better than I do just a cooked pie.
Yeah.
Bottom crust and top crust.
Yeah. Now, I've got plenty of little casserole things that I could, you know, cook that in. But that'll do all right in there.
Sure, I cook mine. This is better to cook it in here. Then, you know, it don't break.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just sprinkle that on it. Now, can you use dark brown sugar? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you could.
Like that better.
Yes, ma'am. I like the light brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you want me to start the oven?
Yes, ma'am.
About what?
Oh, I'd bake mine about 450.
450. Okay.
If it gets too hot, we'll cut it down. We'll notice it. Don't want it to cook too fast. Not as fast as you would your bread. Now, I cook my biscuits.
Well, I'll tell you, this oven heats right much, so maybe I better put it at 425.
Okie dokie.
Yes, the guy says it's more like his home. It's what he grew up with over your house than any place he goes. Isn't that something?
he just couldn't get over how
you don't use real butter.
Well, I use margarine.
That's all I got.
Well, that's what I use, is margarine. It's just as good. Now we got enough of butter.
You got enough of that. Well, I'll stick this back in. Now, this is something, getting you to come over here and showing me.
Too glad to do it. I don't know much, but...
Okey-dokey. Now, about how long does that take?
Well, it don't take long, but I generally cook mine kind of slow, you know, and let it simmer on.
Yeah.
Now, you want some biscuits made?
I want to see you how you do it.
Okay, let's cook some
now,
biscuits.
We had these shells to put in after we came. A friend of ours came over here and put them in. I didn't even know it. I guess I would have had them painted white, had them whitish, or probably been doing it, but I'm not going to paint them white because they're easier to keep that way. Now, you want any measuring things?
No, ma'am.
Now, Miss Mary, come on over.
Ow! Do you have something a little flatter than that?
Yeah. It's easier to use your own utensils, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you get used to how it works. Well, let me see.
It don't matter, just since so it's...
This is not flat enough.
That's all right.
I've got something flat on that if you'd rather
this
have
it. This is okay.
Now let me see what we're going to cook it in. Let me see now. I've got little round pans. Let me see if I got anything to...
More if you want me to.
Well, we might as well make
it. Okay.
We can make you a pan full.
No, ma'am, I got some already. Say, you don't have a sieve, do you?
Yeah, sure do. I got a sieve, and I'll get it just in a second. Yeah, I do have, right?
I tell you, I'm a lot of trouble when I cook.
Well, after all, my dear. Do you need a measuring cup? Miss Mary, don't you do anything till I watch you now.
I'm not.
Don't you start till I'm ready. Now, I'm not going to. Now, you just wait a minute. This is more fun than going to break.
Now, there's your little rooster.
Yeah, it's a baby.
Is it?
Yeah. No, that's a mama. Is that the rooster?
Yes, ma'am, that's the rooster.
I'm inclined. You know, they both.
What you got out there?
Suet. One of the fat from meat. You know, that's what they like.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. If Marvin is too busy, Guy just loves to make these bird feet. And he likes them like that. You see how they come up one thing? And in wintertime, we keep grain out there. But in the summer, when they have plenty of grain, you see, we just keep that suet. That's fat, you see. And the,
all for meat.
Yeah. And they like the flaky kind. Not, you know. And you watch it. See the big beaks on the cardinal?
Mm-hmm.
They're what they call the gross beaks, the big beaks. And they will eat the suet. That's their favorite. That helps them, that keeps them pretty and everything. And now the sunbirds, the mockingbirds and catbirds and things like that won't eat the suet. But the woodpeckers and the cardinals and, you know, they were coming all summer long, and they're so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that little orange down there had sunflower seed, and that was for the little birds in the winter.
I've always begged Marvin to make me a little bird house. And, you know, so I could feed the squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I have squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nailed a whole tin can with against the trees instead of the soil?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, should I put a little grease in these?
I'll grease them.
Wash them. See how I put this thing on the side so that I won't have to.
That's right. You don't have to wash.
Well, I don't wash it every time, but I see it in a plastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just put a bunch of flour in there. One handful. Two handfuls. Three handfuls. And some more. Now you don't. You want some baking powder?
No, is this self-rising?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am, I don't want any baking powder if it's self-rising.
You want some milk?
Some milk is all. Yes, ma'am.
You just pour it in like that. And doesn't bother you have people watching?
No.
It was so much fun to watch you the other day. I'm so glad we came in when you were... You didn't seem to bother you at all.
It didn't. And y'all wouldn't stay?
Well, we...
Did I take my bread out before you all left?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, no, we were just looking for that something about the hyacinth.
You never did find any.
No, but they came up with something else, and some boys are going to work on it today. I want you to want to get it to where you can come over here and fish. We got thousands of fish out there.
Is that right?
The state stocked it for them. And you just do a little bit at a time in
yes,
there.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, my mother made sourdough biscuits in a big wooden thing
mm-hmm.
when I was a little girl.
I was just telling Marvin the other day, I wished I could find me one of them things. They call them bread trays.
I've got one of my mother's in yonder, but I don't use it to make up biscuits with.
My grandmother used to have a huge one. A wooden tray,
yeah.
And then she had two small ones.
Sort of like a mother's, like a bowl?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother's was long.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mother's was too.
You can buy the little wooden bowls.
And they never worked it up with a fork.
No,
they worked it up with their fingers.
That's right. It seems like it's nasty to me to put your hands in there and work it up.
Mm-hmm. Now you just keep working that with the fork.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now you have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at your house, you have your pan's more shallow.
Yes, ma'am. It works easier in a shallow container.
Uh-huh. I can see that. People all over your kitchen last time. You had them sitting on the floor and
have just a little bit more flour.
Okay.
Use it all up.
That's what it's there for. That flour is very honored to have you use it. Yes. Oh, I see. You make a fairly stiff dough.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's ready for the break.
Now, if I hadn't just washed that, you wouldn't have to put any, you wouldn't have to grease it, would you?
Yes, ma'am.
You always grease it?
I always grease my.
Oh. Now I keep it over here. Plenty of paper towel. Now, do you cook your biscuits in something similar to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Not in an iron thing?
Well, I do sometimes, yes, ma'am.
Do you like big iron
things? I do.
I noticed you had one with a...
I really do.
With a... I noticed you had one with a top to it.
Mm-hmm. And that is a chicken fry.
Oh.
What you want with that?
I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to... I don't... Why would I put that over there? I'm reading it. What? That's all you do?
That's all I do.
For goodness sake. Just a big one like that, and in the flour.
Uh-huh. That's just to keep it from sticking?
Yeah. And you roll it. And then you do that little thing with your hand. Now, you see, Miss Mary, I wouldn't know to do that. Okay. And I wonder how many thousands you've made.
Oh, it'd make you sick if you was to see them. I would just, I was just telling Ellamy the other day, I said, what would we do if we was to walk up somewhere and see just as much food as we've ever cooked?
I wish you luck. Now you don't put any butter on top of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? I'll get the butter out.
I like to have a little bit of butter.
My goodness. Now they'll rise.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They won't be so large.
Well, no wonder my little things look like tea biscuit. Now let's see. About that big. I ought to be able to see. And you put just a fork, a little bit on each?
Just a little dab of butter on each one. I generally melt it and have a brush.
Oh, yes.
And brush them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see that.
But this is just as well. I cooked some last night and done it like this, and I'm telling you, them things was delicious.
Oh. You just have hot biscuits?
Yes, ma'am.
Every day?
Yes, ma'am. Well, not every day.
Well, that's beautiful.
Now you can just...
Well, they cook at the same... No,
I always put my oven on 500.
Oh.
It takes your bread, you know, more heat.
500.
And it don't take a bit more. Let them crispy.
Oh.
They bake quick and you get through with it.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long.
afraid I haven't got enough for this.
Well, we'll just cook what we've got. Now, you know by the way it feels about what size it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. You're rolling. You first flatten it, and then you roll it a little bit, and then you get that smooth top.
There's a school teacher in Gainesville. She comes out there and visits us, and she just can't make a biscuit.
Has she watched you?
Well, yes, ma'am. She just can't. She says she just can't get that dough to work.
You know by the way it feels whether it's right or not.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, that's the trick. But you wouldn't have any notion as to how much Crisco or how much flour, you know, if you had to write it out.
No, ma'am. I wouldn't even know. Head to head don't make no difference. You don't have to measure it.
You don't have to.
You wouldn't either.
Little. I don't believe my oven does as well as yours, because I don't get the same little even brownness on top. There's a difference in ovens.
Oh, you might be right. There sure is a lot of difference.
Why, you gonna have a pan full?
Sure am.
Just right.
He's going to be smaller than the rest, but it won't make any difference. He'll be a biscuit.
I'll clean up for him.
No.
Sure.
No, I'm going to do that myself.
No. That's my job now.
Uh-uh.
Yes, sir. You butter the biscuit.
Okay, let's put this flour back in your mouth.
Oh, I see what to do.
Now, what you want done with it?
I'll put that up, because that's one thing I can do, is put it up. Yeah. I'll stick it over here in that, right there. That's all there is to that. Take any time at all. Does the swamp cabbage have to be just a certain size?
Yes, ma'am. They have to be a certain size, and there's a certain kind. There's a bitter and Alice kind that you eat. Now, them bitter kind is not so good.
Well, that's what I guess I wouldn't know either.
Well, I've used up all your butter just about it.
Oh, I got plenty of that. Plenty.
Ms. Miles, did you ever buy any margarine at the A&P?
Yes, I think so. You like it?
The next time you buy some butter, I want you to go there and get you some nuttin'.
Some what?
Nuttin'.
Nuttin'. Is that the name of it?
That's the name of it. And it's put up in a pound block. And you absolutely cannot tell it from homemade butter.
Fire out there. Got anything to eat?
Look at here, guy.
What's that?
You mean that's the way they look before
that's
they go in?
That's the way they look. Used up all your flour and all your butter and all
ain't
your...
Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? Guys, Peter, they didn't have enough time there.
But you cannot tell it from homemade butter. I want you to tell me again. Nutless margarine.
At A&P. Yes, ma'am, that's the only place you can buy it. And it's just as cheap as it is any other time.
I'll just put those in the...
Y'all smell something?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have some ham and...
What smell like?
Let's see if I can tell. It smells different from what I've been smelling, I'll say that.
It's almost ready to come out, Miss Mom.
And then we'll put the biscuits in and cut a slice of ham. What do you want now, Miss Mary?
I just want something to wipe my hand. I'll use up all your towel.
Well, I do too. That's where it's for.
You use paper towels?
Yes, sir.
Guy, she doesn't measure. Oh, Guy'll do that. You have to know how it feels.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you. I cook a little bit and measure, and it still don't come out the same.
Then that biscuit might be a flop.
They are sometimes.
No. But they might turn out to be a flop. You know, when you do something for somebody else, it generally does.
Yeah.
If it does, it's just the oven.
It's over in somebody else's kitchen. Yeah, it's warming up out there.
What you think, it's all right?
No, it's all getting hot.
Here's your money. That's about all we got. Now, you watching the pie?
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't have to fix the porch, Miss Mary. You can do that at your house.
Miss Miles.
The pie?
The pie.
Let's put it over there on the...
Okay.
On that stove. You think it's done?
Yes, ma'am.
Here, here's a... old thing. We can put it right here on this wooden board. Look, isn't that beautiful? All right. Now,
if you don't mind it, you turn your oven to 500.
All right.
I believe it.
You want the rack up or down? Is the rack all right about my chest?
Yes, ma'am. I think so.
I guess it is.
Yep.
Maybe it was a little bit other way.
Yeah, that's right.
It's right. Now, I don't have a window in the front, so...
Well, we'll watch it. We'll tend to it.
Okay. Yours don't cut out, get so hot and then cut off.
No. Yeah. It's
well, minute. Just let it alone, lady.
It's not 500 yet. See, this light has to go off before it's
500.
Will that be all
right? That's all right. But I was just wondering, did it?
Yeah, it'll cut off.
Work automatically.
Yeah. Now let's see what light.
Just won't look at you. Did you want me to fix something now?
No, that's just beautiful. We just want you to watch these biscuits.
Well, I can do something else
and
watch the
biscuits.
No,
I'm just
going to
wipe the ham and fix the tomato for us. And we'll have hot biscuits. Pear pie.
Miss Miles, where do you keep your dish towels?
Dish towels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
Yes, ma'am. You know,
I thought they were out of fashion.
No, ma'am, they ain't never be out of fashion in my kitchen.
Oh, you don't have to dry those. Guy make a behavior there.
He knows who to fill up with. Marvin gets in that kitchen and cooks and washes dishes and mops. He irons. He does anything that comes to hand.
Well, gee whiz. Faye, do you know that?
You know where there's any more like him?
You know something? You got one you can train.
What do you mean, train?
Well, I thought I was smart, and all I do is wash dishes.
Well, that's more than most of them do.
It is. It sure is.
No. Well, some of them go shopping. Some of them do the shopping.
Why, Mr. Guthrie, when he got down where he couldn't go, when he got hurt, I didn't even know how to go back through. Because that's something I never did do.
He got hurt?
Yes, he got hurt. That's the starting of his trouble. See, he was down for years that he wasn't there. He couldn't walk. When the no fence law come in effect,
yeah.
Well, him and Marvin had begged me, let him go buy a public saw. And I wouldn't do it. I never would agree to him. Buying one. And we had to cut so many posts, and they went over to town and they found one. And they come back home and they begged and they begged. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I'll give my consent under one circumstance. If you all promise me that you'll be careful and not get hurt. And I told him to not go in the woods with Marvin and not be around him when he was old. Well, he didn't know any better, and Marvin didn't know any better, and I didn't either. But don't never get in front of one when it's a sword. Always be behind it. Because if it throws anything, why, he'll throw it in front of it.
Yeah.
So Mr. Guthrie was way off ahead of Marvin, and Marvin was sawing a post and sawed off one, and Saul picked it up and throwed it and hit him right across both of his legs and knocked him down, and Marvin had to haul him to the house in the truck, and he says Mr. Guthrie's legs is broke.
Is that how you biscuit?
I just lift
them. Oh, well, that oven is so, gets so hot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not quite ready.
Will they burn it to bottom? Yeah.
Okay, well, let me,
they're not brown on the top.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me change it. Let me put a...
And he never was able to do anything. But it didn't break his legs, but it come almost. It shattered him.
Oh.
He stayed 2 weeks in Ocala Hospital.
Back when was that?
Oh, I don't know. It was been long time ago. It was in the dipping. I mean, the no fence law first come into effect.
Around the World War.
That is before that.
Before that. In the 30s?
To which?
In the 30s.
Something like that.
Did you ever know Chuck Mack?
I sure did.
He dipped some of y'all's cattle.
That's right. Do you know him?
I have known of him ever since I've been down here. But I never saw him until... about a year ago, and I saw him over at his house one time, and he really knows his country. He's been around, and he got to talking about the time he was working for the state and the county or something, and he went around helping people dip.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd wait him home there, and he'd stay all night at people's houses.
I know he did.
And
I know he did.
They had the tick disease or something.
The cows had the ticks just like they got now, Mr. Miles, and they'll always have ticks.
Yeah.
As long as we have that cow. As long as we have cows, we'll have ticks. And as long as the world stands, these woods will have ticks in them.
Yeah,
you know, there used to be a big drove of sheep and wild horses and mules on Orange Lake. And, of course, they had to get them up. And Mr. Guthrie and Mr. Jackson begged them men not to shoot them. And they went all over the woods and built pens, you know, what they call trap pens.
Yeah.
And they'd get after them. See, there'd be a bunch of men, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Guthrie, and a bunch of men would be after the horses, driving them one way to get them in the pen. And Tuck Mack and George Hunt and Lucius Reeves and Frank Webb at Hawthorne, they'd hide, and when the horses come by, they'd shoot them down and kill them.
Just for the sport?
just for the meanness of it. And Tuck Mack, Lucius Reeves, and Frank Webb, and a fellow by the name of Knight, all come to my house and ate, and I cooked for them, and washed the bed linen, and they didn't pay me a dime. And Mr. Guthrie had a cow in the woods that they didn't get up, you know. Well, of course, they helped ride after it, and he had to pay for it. I could tell him something today to hear.
That thing is sort of stuck, so let me pull it out for you. You think we're done?
Just that. Okay, this thing right here, I put in wrong. So the whole... Oh, boy, they look cracked up psychos. They all busted wide open.
Is that a good thing?
They look beautiful. Just beautiful. I'll help you pull that out, Mr. Gary.
That is just terrible.
What?
They cracked open like that. It is not. What do you mean terrible? They look beautiful. That's just awful. Not so, sir? Yeah, they're not supposed to be cracked.
No. Yours wasn't cracked.
Yeah, you see that old spill on the bottom.
Really hot frostbite now.
Oh, beautiful.
I never worked for the pulpit, so.
They are dangerous.
But I had a up the country. We used to get them.
What you want me to put them on?
Just put them on that plate.
I thought I had some letters in here, but don't.
We don't need any letters.
You got something to put them on?
Yes, ma'am.
She asked you to get it. She had the head and the leg bend. Bandsaw, that's what we used to saw wood with, you know. And you know, huh?
Bandsaw?
Yeah, don't you know that they have a belt and put it on the tractor? And we saw the wood with that. And you know what? You know what we'd do? We would saw that open. No guard on it at all.
Go ahead, I see you.
And I look back at that, and I, you know, if you just sort of stumbled your toe and reached over there, you could cut your hand off or whatever you wanted to cut off.
Mm.
It was just there, just live and naked. And I look back at that, and I just shudder. Now, these pulpwood saws, you can carry them around, can't you?
Yes, sir.
You move them.
Yeah, I don't want to keep this.
Y'all, I want you to look at those biscuits. Get your mind on
them. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, aren't they beautiful? Well, I didn't even notice you brought them in.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, look at that.
Just.
Why, they're prettier than them on Sunday.
Aren't they beautiful?
Well, look at that. Just look at that.
Yeah.
I never thought there'd be biscuits like that on. Well,
My
table.
Oh, you're running off. The only thing is, we just have to have Miss Mary here to do it.
Oh, no, you won't. You can cook them just that good.
I see. They swell up and come together. That's what I couldn't figure out the other day. It was all there so tight, you know. And it comes to a point in the middle. Well, that's very simple. Put them in a round pan and they cook and swell up. That does it.
That does it.
Oh, yes. And these are little chainsaws. Don't talk to me about them. Oh, Lord. these are little cotton saws. Why, you can cut your leg off with them.
Yes, you sure can.
The only thing I know is just this old hard way. I brought up on a, we cut all our wood on a cross cut saw.
You did too.
And all you got to do is just stand there and think about something else and just keep it going. And don't ride it.
It makes it hard for the other four, don't it?
That's what we had out is riding it.
I thought a minion log with him.
You have?
Yes, ma'am.
But guys,
what you gonna drink?
You have.
Just anything.
Now you won't drink tea. Milk? Water?
No, I'll take a little water.
It's no trouble. Anybody can do it. Themselves. You didn't have any trouble with it.
Yes, I did, too. That's hard work.
Well, you sawing with somebody just making it hard on you. They can wear you out.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on who you're sewing with. They can rush you, you know, make you go so fast the way out, and then they can ride it the way out. There's a lot of ways of getting even with a fella if you got him on a cross cut saw. All that sawing, that's dangerous stuff. Tuck Mac, he's a big horse man, cattle man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else he did. He farmed with vegetables, but that was after that.
After that?
Yeah. He didn't do any vegetable farming until after the war, did he?
I don't know. All I know about him, I got acquainted with him out there staying at the house during dipping season.
Yeah. Was that, how long did that last?
A year.
Several years?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah, well, you know something, you know. This year, Bruce Lowe's just doing it. That's the biggest fake that I ever heard tell of. They had us, they tested us I don't know how many times, and they tested our herd and claimed that we was free, and right across the highway from us, there's Billy Hughes that's got the woods plumb full of cows, and he ain't tested the first one. He hasn't ever tested. The first one had said he weren't going to. Now, Alachua County is brucellosis free.
Yeah.
And then people know definitely that he did not test.
Yeah. Alachua County, all except
Billy Hughes.
I want to see him.
Don't you tell him I said that, because he'd be mad.
I don't know.
But you go across there and look at his cows.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a friend of ours. That was him that was there that day that you stopped by on the horse?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were sitting at Miss Mary's table, she'd have swamp cabbage and peas and butter beans. And
does,
Yeah, I
guess. You tickle me.
I'm going to look at that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that sure is beautiful.
I can't wait to see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know I've ever. I made a mistake. I can buy the cheese first.
Well, she told us what to get for margarine.
Billy Hughes. And the woods is full of his old cows and. They ain't been tested.
They ain't never been tested. If you don't come sit down, you're not going to get any dinner.
Well, I know these people are going to want some butter on those beautiful biscuits.
You're just going to miss out.
Have some ham and some lettuce and some tomatoes and some of your biscuits.
Okay, you have a biscuit.
Look at that. Yes, I'm telling you, we're celebrating now.
We're celebrating.
Yes, we are. Oh, man. I tell you what. You know, if I had a Sunday dinner, like you all had Sunday, it would last me all through the week.
You don't even know what I had.
I know, but you all had so much fun. You just sat back there.
I was just telling her, I said, you never guess what we had. I don't want all that.
Oh, go ahead and eat it.
The thing of it was, though, you were sitting back there talking to me, like you own that end of the county.
Well,
I have to have some of the lettuce.
Mm-hmm. I got some.
Have you?
I got a humdinger of a... what do you call it? Sandwich? Bun. What is it? Humdinger. I got a humdinger.
You know?
Hum biscuit.
Now that's the way a fellow lives, the way you all live on Sunday, Mick. But now in the old days, people done that every day.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen was come alive every day about that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can't get people nowadays to do that. They want to get in the car and get on the highway and see how far they can go and what they can see.
Yeah. They don't hold still long enough.
That's right.
And when they have biscuits, they have them out of a can.
That's right.
You know, they used to talk about people living out in the country that they was ignorant. And I never done anything, never saw anybody. I wouldn't care how ignorant I was, you know. I wouldn't need to go to the movies if I had Sunday dinner like that.
You know, you used to a long time ago, you'd see somebody coming along the road in a horse and buggy or a horseback, and he'd be going a long ways. And he'd stop and ask you, could you spend the night? And you'd make him welcome and all. Well, heck, I wouldn't think about doing that now. I'd be afraid of him.
Be afraid, yeah.
But you never thought about it.
Never thought about it. No, you'd have to bring him in and make him welcome.
And wouldn't figure he'd get up tonight and rob you.
And kill you. That's right. You know, I've been down there to Ocala and see people standing on the highway begging a ride and holding the Bible in their hand. That's the truth. Well, he might have been a good man, but just because he had the Bible in his hand, there's too many people gets behind that Bible and do their dirty work.
Over there where you were, there wasn't too much passing then.
No, sir. The other day there come a man to my house and he said, I'd like to demonstrate a vacuum cleaner. Would you mind me coming in there and working on your porch? I said, not a bit in the world. He come in there and he worked on it. Polished it and showed me how it worked. He got through. He said, now how about me selling you that? I said, I don't need it. I got one. I did. He didn't ask me, did I have a vacuum cleaner? He just asked me, could he come in and work on my porch and show me how his vacuum cleaner works. He could work there all day for what I care. He polished my floor. I didn't ask him to.
I hope it was around meal time.
No. Just before Marvin come home. Marvin said, what'd that man want? I said he wanted to clean the floor, vacuum the floor, show me how his vacuum cleaner works. He said, yeah, and he wanted to sell it to you. I said, yeah, and I told him I had one. And it was the same kind I had. That's the truth. Oh, Lord. He wanted to work on my fort, so I let him do it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If somebody come in and told you they wanted to polish your kitchen floor, wouldn't you?
And would you please send him over here?
Asked him if it would work on some other room.
He got enough. He got to. But he did. He was some soul out. Went and changed discs, you know, and cleaned the floor, you know, and he waxed it and showed me how to get up stains. He got through. He says, how about, I said, I don't need it. I got one just like it.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Oh, me. Oh. Well, he didn't ask me anything about buying it. He wanted to demonstrate it and show me how nice it would do my floor, so I let him do it.
Well, did he do pretty good?
He done a good job.
Good as you could have done?
Better, I think. Because he's taken all kind of pain with it and worked on it.
He got the spots out.
Yes, sir. And he said he didn't say a word about it. He was coming back.
Yeah. Well, I sort of take down his telephone number and get a hold of him.
Tell him you have some friends.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't ask me did I have one, or I'd have told him.
Yes.
He just said he wanted to come in, and would I mind him coming in and demonstrating it? And I said, not a bit in the world. He said, I'd like to do your porch and let you see what it would do. So I let him come in, made him welcome. And he fixed it up, and then he asked me about buying it, and I said, well, I don't need it. I've got one just like it.